Hello, who are you?
Hi, I'm Surya.
Hi, Surya.
Hi, and I'm up here on the Windows Factory.
Okay, the Windows Factory.
Yeah.
That's good. So any new developments with that? Can you tell us more about it?
Okay. For Windows Vista.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, the first person who said Windows Vista and not Longhorn for a long time.
Yeah, so we're getting used to the new name.
Right.
So, yeah, so we're doing a bunch of things for Windows Vista.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the most significant improvements or changes on the fact side of things is that Fax and Scan has been built into a new application called Windows Fax and Scan.
Okay.
And this is going to be a highly discoverable application from the start menu.
Oh, okay.
One of the problems that we encountered when we were working with fax is that not a lot of people know that, you know, you could fax using a Windows computer.
Right, and a simple modem.
And a modem. Or the Windows fax server.
Right.
So, and discoverability is one of the major challenges that we are addressing. So, this is going to be a highly visible application from the start menu.
That's right.
Integrating both Windows fax and scan. So, some of the changes that we have done is we have built an accounts model into the fax application, which means that the Windows fax and scan application works like any other client, like an email client, where you can configure different accounts.
Okay.
And you can work with multiple, you know, fax services, one of which could be on your local computer,
mm-hmm.
which works with a local fax modem. You can also work with a Windows fax server account, which is a Windows Server 2003, or post Blackcomb Longhorn server, which acts as a fax server.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are the only two kind of accounts that we can use today. But going down the line, we will be working on some of the accounts like Internet Fax Service Provider.
Okay.
And MFP devices.
Okay.
So, if you've got an MFP device in your corridor, which has print, copy, scan, fax.
Right.
So, you can create an account to that. And, you know, you can send and receive faxes through that device.
Wow, that's great.
Moreover, faxing in XD-Days was primarily wizard-based, which means you create your document in an application such as Word, Notepad, or you have a scanned image, and then you just fax it out.
Right.
But in Vista, we are increasing the user experience by providing a very rich composition experience.
Okay.
So sending a fax is as intuitive and easy to use as email. You have the concept of, you know, to a subject, having very rich editing and formatting features. So you could really do a lot of it in line.
Okay.
And then attach your document. It's as intuitive as using email.
Okay.
Very simple.
So the interface is going to be more email-like or more fax machine-like?
It's going to be completely email-like.
Okay.
It's going to be completely email-like. The addressing, you know, we have built-in support for Windows Address Book as well as Outlook GAL.
Okay.
You know, in case Office is installed.
Okay.
So you can have your corporate contacts, which you can pick, put them on the two line and send a fax.
Okay.
And some of the other interesting features that we are building in is the ability to reply and forward faxes.
Wow.
Today, when you get a fax, it usually comes to you on a computer. It usually comes to you as an attachment,
right,
in a TIFF file, which you probably print it out, and then, you know, you either send the fax using a machine.
Right. It's a very cumbersome process.
It's a very cumbersome process. So, in Vista, what you can do is when a fax comes in, you can automatically hit a reply and send a fax back to the person, or you could forward this as an email. Like, for example, if I want to share it with my colleagues,
okay,
most probably I'll just send it over email. You know, I won't want to fax it out. Unless,
right,
I'm sending it as a fax to, you know, some marketing people or somebody in the field.
Okay.
So, using the fax application, I could get into the email transport and forward it as an email, or forward it as a fax, or reply back to the sender as a fax.
That's great.
One of the interesting, some of the differences between fax and email is that when you get an email, the ultimate recipient is always known, so it's directly delivered to your inbox.
Right.
Right. But what happens in fax is faxes come to a particular number, and for example, at Microsoft, you know, it's either the receptionist or the fax administrator,
mm-hmm,
who takes the fax and passes it on to you,
right,
either via email, or, you know, they just take a printout and leave it at your desk or ask you to come and collect it and stuff like that.
Right.
So from Vista onwards, what we have is the concept of a routing administrator, the routing assistant. Now these are the people who sit on the fax server, get a bunch of incoming faxes, read the cover page, and actually route the fax to you. So a routed fax comes to your inbox as, you know, a normal email, and you know, you have, so you get it to your ultimate destination.
Okay.
Which is your inbox.
So I have a question there. What kind of formats are you talking about there? Are there going to be proprietary formats for fax?
Okay.
Are there going to be like JPEGs or something?
No, so the entire fax works on the T30 protocol, and
okay,
the file format is this.
It's this?
This.
Okay.
Okay. And that's an industry standard. We have a particular format that they build when the user composes fax.
Okay.
So what we do is, so the way this works is, say you're composing a fax in your compose form. You drop a couple of attachments, say Word attachments, and then you type in some body. When you send the fax, a TIFF image is generated.
Okay.
We use Word to generate the TIFF image for the Word attachment, and the rest of the body we do it ourselves. We merge both the TIFFs into a single file, and this is the TIFF that is actually passed on the wire, you know, on the telephone wire.
Okay.
Just to come back again to composition, some of the cool things that we can do in Vista using Windows Fax and Scan is that while composition, I could get into a preview mode where it looks very similar to
a preview.
Yeah, print preview. You know, you see some thumbnails on the left.
Right.
You see all your pages.
Right.
You see your cover page. How
okay.
It looks like the data that's entered on the cover page. You know how it sits.
Okay.
And then you can, you know, probably go back to your edit mode, you know, make some changes.
Right.
See it visually before you send it out.
But won't these tips be compressed or something? Like, tips ideally are, like, pretty huge in size.
Well, with the...
How do you tackle that?
With fax, we do not see any problem that most of it is printed text.
Okay. And it's mostly monochrome.
Monochrome. Yeah. So, basically, okay, when we send fax, right, we have different printer settings, or we have different settings which we could use for the application to generate into a TIFF file.
Okay.
Now, we have a couple of settings, you know, 100 by 200 dpi and 200 by 200 dpi. Now, if you look at some of the other applications in the industry, which are already out there, which do PC-based faxing, now, some of them have more advanced resolution and dpi, and, you know, you can go up to 300 by 300, 600 by 600.
Okay.
Stuff
okay.
Like that. Now those are the ones which will be a little, you know, bigger, but yeah.
Okay.
We have not done any changes on that side for Vista, but that is something that, you know, we are evaluating, or probably we'll think about it down the line.
Okay. Okay.
Couple of other things, interesting things that we are thinking about is OCR.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So when, you know, a fax comes in, you can do OCR on it.
So it'll be inbuilt.
Yeah. So, we have been talking to MSR,
okay,
who already have an OCR engine,
okay,
that they have, you know, prototype, built, developed. So, basically, the ScanSoft OCR engine, which Microsoft used to use in Modi,
uh-huh,
the Microsoft Office Document Imaging,
okay,
application, has been taken by MSR. They've kind of worked around it, done a bunch of improvements. Now, there is something that we are evaluating. We haven't built it into Vista, because some of the limitations there are, apparently at this point it's about 70% accuracy, which, you know, we would like to improve.
Right.
And the second thing is it only works for 7 languages.
Right. Right.
So we are just kind of, you know, evaluating that. We haven't built it in. Some of the other interesting things that we are working on is the ability to save a fax to Metro.
To?
To Metro. Metro is the new fixed document format.
Okay.
Which is an open XML-based fixed document format.
Okay, okay.
Which is very similar to PDF.
PDF, okay.
So the D2 team, which is our parent team in Redmond, actually owns the entire Metro specification and format.
Okay.
And this is the team that is known as EDOC.
Okay. So Metro is the code name of it?
Metro is the code name of the project.
Okay.
So basically using that, what you do is, you have a Word document, you print to Metro, and this Metro document can be passed over to anybody, and they can open it in a metro reader, which is very similar to a PDF reader.
Or a MS reader.
Or an MS reader.
Okay.
Now, it could even open an Internet Explorer. So if you pass this Word doc out to someone out there who's on Linux, who's on Unix, who doesn't have Word,
okay,
they can still open it, they can read it, but there's a SIP document, so you can't tamper with it.
Right.
And when you print it, now this is the most interesting part. The whole file is not really cooled. So the printers talk Metro now.
The printers?
Talk Metro.
Okay.
They
okay.
understand Metro.
Okay.
So there are already printers out there by Canon, CG, Xerox, companies like that. So
okay.
Very early prototypes, which directly understand Metro.
Okay.
So basically you don't have to go through the Windows cooler and the print fan.
Right.
But it's very similar to PostScript, where you know, you just stream the entire PostScript data onto a printer.
Okay.
So we are actually investigating saving files, receive faxes. Now, when you get a fax, right, it sits in your message list,
right.
messages. Now, what do you do with it? You know, you can print it, copy it, forward it, reply, blah, blah, blah.
Simply view it, nothing.
View it, you read it. Or you could also save it, you know, to your local hard disk, so that,
right.
you know, you can
keep it later. Right.
Now, the only format that we support currently is this.
Uh-huh.
But, so this is where Metro comes in. So, we are trying to evaluate saving faxes as Metro.
Okay.
So that, you know, and actually the PDC is just going on and we're just reading a bunch of mails and so
it's getting announced.
Yeah, it is. And so the way we look at it, I mean, this is going to be a very big format.
Okay.
And we really want to be there and, you know, support this. And this is our parent team in Redmond, so we have a lot of interaction with them.
That's great. Great. Thanks, Surya. That's been a great talk.
Yes, thank you.
Looking forward to the fax environment in Windows Vista.
Good. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. Hello there. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Saurabh.
Hi, Saurabh. This is Channel 9. So, Saurabh, what do you do?
So, I'm a developer at a living group.
Okay.
And basically, we deal with all the scanners and the other devices that work with Windows, cameras, webcams.
Oh, cool. That's great. So, I think we can have a lot to talk about.
Sure.
So, any new developments with Windows Vista?
So, as you see, we are focusing on scanners.
Okay.
And basically, we have some new APIs which make life cool for the application developers.
Okay.
And we have some couple of scenarios for automating scanning. So you could walk up to your network scanner, push a button, and your scanned image will just come to your desktop or get emailed to your inbox. And this is like, you can have scan profiles for all this doing a scan setting.
Okay.
And this just makes your life easier. You don't have to go to a wizard and do an
right. You do a file import scan and all that stuff.
Yeah, you do it once and it will render the video. And from the infrastructure side, we have some filters that we may call it, which is a driver Windows can provide. And they can add additional functionality there, so you can add segmentation of images. So if you scan your pixels, it will figure out the electricity which you want to add with and separate them. So you don't have to do it in any other application.
Okay, okay.
So, that's like a limit test, and so you can add a lot more features there. That's
cool. And what else? What more features can you expect in this joint on this? So, are you also part of the team which does the fax and imaging preview, the viewer?
Yeah, the document interview.
Okay.
So,
any more improvements with that?
So, we have automated routing that you spoke of. So, you can basically set up your machine, and once you scan it, it will automatically land up in the destination you want.
Okay.
And it just makes management of all these pictures a lot easier. Mostly, till now, we've been focusing on the picture scenario and not just on documents.
Right.
So the focus is shifting towards documents now. So, getting the scan images back into document registry. So, this is just one step in that direction.
Okay. So, just recently, actually just today, I just saw Windows Max getting released, rather announced, which is similar to Picasa, where you can manage images. So, any kind of collaboration with that when you do your...
Till now, we haven't done anything of that sort.
Okay, okay. But Max seems like a pretty interesting software, actually.
Maybe I haven't taken it.
Okay. You should. Just check it out on Microsoft.com/Max.
Sure.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Saurabh. That was great.